Welcome to House Seats Presents, your live look in entertainment. I'm your host, Bryce Krausman. Woo!
The hands are up.
There was a lot of noise back here, and there was a lot of giggling happening here.
By grown men.
Grown men. You know what? I don't know about that one. I wouldn't stretch that
far. I didn't say grown ups.
Okay. You're right. That's very true. This is Janine Valentine sitting over here to my left. We're very excited to have her on here. She's been in Vegas a long time.
A long time, yes.
And she doesn't want to give her loaner car back BMW, so don't make her today. So we usually start the show with a little weekend roundup of what we did this weekend.
Perfect.
But today we're going to look towards the future as of later today. So we are joined by our friend Jared Krulwitz out here in the audience.
How you doing,
guys? Hi, Jared.
Thanks for having me on.
So Jared's shedding some light. This month is the National Foster Care Month Awareness for May. And tonight, Monday's Dark, you know, Mark Chinook does this wonderful show at Vinyl once a month. Today is, I guess, old school, taking it old school today with like, songs like Adele, John Legend, whatnot.
What?
Yeah. Old new school, yeah.
I want to be there.
I know, we're going to come stop by. Yeah. So Jared runs an organization here called Through the Eyes of a Child. And he is, and that charity is the recipient tonight of Monday's Dark's finance.
I actually sang a song called Eyes of a Child. Yes, written by...
Not the old school song?
It was If Her God Lives in Glass.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, yeah. And you guys should totally... You know, you have to buy it, of course. You should...
There's also a song called Through the Eyes of a Child.
Yeah.
It's a sad song.
Did you want to sing that for us? Right?
Yeah, I don't know the lyrics.
Okay.
But tell us about Through the Eyes of a Child and how you got involved in it.
It's a local 501c3 charity. We've been around for about 14 years in Las Vegas. And what we do is we raise funds for local foster kids through educational, athletic, and cultural scholarships to better their success for their future. Nice. And I've been with them for about 3 years. I'm their fundraising chair, so I help set up all their events, all their fundraising ideas, just really try to help build our funds so that we can use it for all the foster kids in Nevada.
So Jared wears many hats in town. This is one of his hats. And I see you also have coming up Cabanas for a Cause.
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of things going on here.
Yeah. So Cabana for a Cause, that's at the Palms Hotel and Casino. That's at their pool. So on Monday, it's also another Monday event. You can buy a cabana for $100 and that $100 goes towards Through the Eyes of a Child.
I think we'll go to that. June 13th at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
If I'm in town, I'm there.
I think that's a House Seats day at the pool.
That'd be a great time.
What do you say?
I am there.
Jared is one of those people that you want to know in town because Jared has worked on nightlife at the Palms and is now part of a group called Urban Seed. And
ooh,
they're growing green, very fancy, technologically awesome greenhouses.
Naughty, well,
yeah, I know where your brain is. This is going to be a tough interview with Janine.
Sorry.
Super naughty produce.
Spreading the seed in Vegas.
Super naughty
produce. Super naughty produce. Oh, that's another, that's a good way to, you know, yeah, never mind. I don't even want to go there. I'm not even going to go where I was going. But so Jared has taken all the things that he's done in town. This is one of my favorite things about him is that all the talents that he has, he's now putting into play for this organization, for so many others right now.
Absolutely.
So you do even more than just Through the Eyes of a Child too. Your wife is also involved in
my,
another.
My soon-to-be wife.
Fiance.
Congratulations.
Sorry.
Yeah, we started a charity called Time Travelers Foundation, and it's a support epilepsy awareness. She is an epileptic. She's been an epileptic since she was 16.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's kind of like one of those diseases that everyone knows someone that has epilepsy, but it's just not at the forefront of people's minds. So we really want to shine some light on epilepsy, let people know, you know, that people that have seizures aren't freaks, they're not witches, and how to care for people that do have a seizure.
Yeah.
My dog growing up had epilepsy. So, I mean, seriously, I'm not comparing her to what. No.
Yeah, but.
I'm like, but it was very, sad, and what we had to do to, you know, comfort her when she went through a seizure and everything.
Yeah.
It can be a little traumatic for people who don't, like you say, don't have an understanding about it.
Yeah. And it's tough for people to get around, for driving, to hold a steady job. It's just, it's a really hard way of life.
Well, we applaud your efforts.
Yeah.
We will be there tonight to support Through the Eyes of a Child tonight.
Monday's Dark, Mark Chinook, it's a charity that supports local charities. So every year he supports 11 local charities. And one Monday a month, all the talent from on the strip, they come together and they perform an amazing show. And they raise $10,000 every month for each charity by $20 donations.
That's awesome.
It's really
it's
beautiful. So much fun.
It's
and if
$30
you
gone, at the door.
Gotta go.
Yes.
Right. But yeah, definitely go because it is amazing roundup of the Las Vegas Strip of talent. Yeah. So
we're about to sell out. So you can go to mondaysdark.com to get your tickets online or you can buy them at the door.
And what time's the show?
Doors open at 8:30, show's at 9:30, and it's a 90-minute performance.
Yay. Yeah.
It's really great.
Well, we'll see you there tonight.
Exciting. Yeah, thanks for having
thanks
me
Thanks for
on
coming
again.
On, buddy.
Yeah, hopefully it'll be on
to
soon.
Jared.
Applaud your efforts.
I love it.
Wonderful.
I just love Jared. He's a good guy.
How do you love Jared?
Let me count the ways by drinking one.
I'm glad that you're only getting this shot from here up because I'm like in a height chair right now.
You have better boobies than I do.
I can't. Well, thank you.
You're
I
welcome.
Did buy and, you know, bought and paid for.
So now we'll talk to you. How are you, Janine?
Hi, I'm
love
so
it.
Good.
I don't think we've officially ever met before.
It's so nice
to meet you too. She's beautiful.
Thank
in
you.
The flesh, in the flesh. But you joined, oh, there's your lovely website.
That's a really nice picture.
It is.
Where are the other nice ones?
We have some. We'll scroll as we talk.
Okay.
So
scroll away.
Scott's going to scroll as we talk. So you came to Vegas by way of where?
I grew up in upstate New York, right outside of Buffalo.
Okay.
Buffalonian. Woo! Yes. Go chicken wings.
Yeah, Andy.
And and I was very blessed. I went to school for musical theater and I got my BFA. My parents wanted me to get a degree and you know, it's so far it has not done anything for me. But listen, kids out there, don't do it. Kidding. Mm-mm. My first audition in New York City was for a show called Starlight Express, the show on roller skates. So I came out here almost 21. It'll be 21 years, July 3rd that I moved out here.
Okay.
For Starlight Express, which was at the Van Hilton.
The Las Vegas Hilton.
Yeah.
I remember that. Yeah. I remember seeing that. So you were in that with Miss Reva Rice.
Yes. And Eric Jordan Young. He's another big big figure here in Las Vegas on the strip and whatnot, doing various shows. Yeah.
Nice. Mm-hmm. And so Starlight Express kept you here as well, even after it closed?
I did. I actually left and I was like, I'm going to try the Manhattan Broadway thing. And I moved there. I lived there for about 9 months and I hated it. It was just, you know, cold and dreary and the sun, you know, never was shining. And it was ugly. It was a really tough way of life. So I said, I was like, let's move back to Vegas, man. This is just horrible. And then, so I've been here ever since. And I moved back to Vegas, went back into Starlight, and then closed the show.
Gotcha. And so for you, this is something we talk to every week with performers because I'm from here. I'm born and raised here. And I hear when
you're the one.
I'm one of the people. There's a few. Jared is too. Yeah.
Wow.
There's
two. Yeah. Wow.
There's two in this room right now. So when you're from here, I always wonder, like I said, when people come out here and you know, you come for a show, you come to work with a show and the show closes, you stay here.
There is
and
something
that makes us happy.
There's something about Vegas that, I mean, it's just the way of life. And it's funny because in my little community, like the people that I've become friends with, they're all from the East Coast. I mean, not all of them, but it's so funny, like how we just kind of congregate together. It's that kind of personality, I guess. But there's so much Vegas has so much to offer performers. And, you know, my friend, my very good friend, Bill Fain, who's another, you know, great man in the industry here. Yep. Mm-hmm. Amazing pianist and musical director and whatnot. He had said, he goes, you know, the only difference between living here in Vegas and living in Manhattan is in Vegas, we're actually working in our craft.
Yeah.
You know, in Manhattan, I could be auditioning and bartending like, yay, like nothing wrong with that. You're earning an honest living and, you know, go for it.
Yeah.
But wow. Like I've been very blessed. I've been working nonstop. I've only not worked when I was incredibly pregnant. So I've been so blessed. I love it here.
So you got to actually do your profession while auditioning for your profession rather than sometimes you're in the profession of auditioning.
Right.
That's what they're doing when they're there. So you have the opportunity here to exercise that talent and to give back to our lovely community that keeps growing. So take me on a journey of how, because we're going all the way forward. You have Shintas right now, but take me to some of the highlights of your career while Starlight ended. And first of all, Starlight, we had Reva on here a few weeks ago. She was crazy. We're going to do it again. Our word of the day was fuckery with her.
Oh, I forgot I could say that word.
You can say that word on here.
I know. So excited.
I look at me every time I say it. I'm like, I feel bad. I just say it every single time on the show. It's my new word. Thank you, Amy Winehouse, for that word. And thank you, Reva, for continuing to spread that word. We can swear. We can say all kinds of obscenities, all kinds of, you know, mommy's not listening kind of show.
Oh,
sorry.
Wow.
I'm sorry. sorry. But yeah, take me on a little highlights tour of some of the things that you did while you were here.
Wow. I starred in Notre Dame de Paris, which is a world premiere musical.
There
at the Paris.
The
we
Paris.
Opened to the Paris.
I remember that.
And
yes.
That was just amazing.
Douglas
beautiful.
Crawford was in that
Doug
show.
Crawford, yeah. Yes. Yes. Uh-huh. And Devin May, mm-hmm. all, both from Jersey Boys.
Yeah.
Now they've moved on to do other things. But yes, great friends with them and amazing talents. And that opened me up to a whole new world of people. And, you know, working in the original concept of music
right.
with the original creative team is just, there's nothing like that. It's absolutely
And that was
amazing.
An original piece for the Paris. That was an original show.
It was currently, it was running in Paris. And it was all in French.
Yeah.
And Luc Plamondon, who is actually friends with Celine Dion,
uh-huh.
Translated all of the music from French into English.
Yes.
And actually, on one of the CDs that Celine has recorded in past years, she recorded the song that I used to sing live every
oh, wow.
night. Yeah, it's called Live for the One I Love.
Oh, so, oh okay.
Yeah.
That must be very
She recorded my
too.
Song. You're welcome, Celine.
Dun, dun, dun. You can have credit for that now, darling. That's fine. Have you seen her show?
I love
it's
her show.
It's a beautiful show.
Oh my God. It's gorgeous.
It is a beautiful show.
It's amazing. Yeah.
So, and so that show was the one that opened Paris and then it,
yes.
so it closed after that. And then they had some,
it closed. It was a little depressing. Three people dead at the end
yeah,
of the show. No one really wanted to gamble or drink. Yeah. Wah, wah, wah. And then I
French
moved to,
sad stories.
No. Damn French.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Anything happy about them?
No, a little bit.
Let's cigarettes
alcohol,
and cholesterol. Yay. Okay.
Croissant.
Croissant. Yeah.
Sorry, every French person that's watching, we're really sorry. We love everyone in France. There is nothing. Yeah. She's his girlfriend.
Your girlfriend.
Sorry, Marlene. Sorry. Okay.
I then moved right into Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, based
yes.
on the book by
uh-huh.
John Gray.
Yeah.
And that was at
the Hilton.
At the Flamingo.
Oh, Flamingo, yes.
The
yes.
Flamingo
oh,
Hilton.
Yes, yes. Yes.
And I did that with my co-star, Mark Smith, who was also in Notre Dame with me. And
gotcha.
Just another, you know, beautiful, fun adventure.
Yeah.
And then from there, I went into Clint Holmes' show for 3.5
yes.
years
yep.
at Harrah's.
Yep.
And that was a blast because the band that Clint has or had and is, mm-hmm. is using...
in his show at this, yeah.
Using, you know, future and... whatever he just did it, I think at the M was Santa Fe, the
okay.
amazing band.
Yes, yes.
Santa Fe led by Jerry Lopez. And mm-hmm. so I worked, I'm like, those are my guys. Like I got to work with all these amazing people
yeah.
Throughout my career. I've been so just inspired and I just love, I mean, you can't even call it work. You know, I'm so lucky. And I know I get to work an hour and a half a day and, you know, and, mm-hmm. and get to be, you know, diva and play. And then I get to be mommy. And Clint let me work. I was 7.5 months pregnant. And
wow.
I was like, I need to lay down.
I've got to move out for a minute.
Oh, yeah.
yeah.
So he let me work the whole time. It was just wonderful. So,
well, I mean, the amount of talent in this town and some of the great people you've worked with. I mean, I read somewhere that you also, you workshopped in San Diego
yes.
as Carmen.
Yes.
For Franco Dragone.
I did.
Who is probably one of the most amazing creators the city has ever had.
Yeah.
That's bringing things to you like Mystère.
La Rev. He was one of the founders of Cirque du Soleil.
Yes,
and
was.
Now he's branched off.
He
has
was
his
the
own.
Artistic side,
yep.
What we a lot of us call when he was in those years of Cirque. Because
yeah.
we worked with him on La Rev and we actually got to see creation. There.
That's
so
isn't it amazing?
It's amazing.
It's phenomenal.
He
yeah,
sits in his little dark spot in the theater. And then, you know, of course, the Wynn Theater's in the round.
Mm-hmm.
And he just sits there in the dark with a little light on him. And they're just doing part of the show. Because we were part of the PR team that helped set
oh,
up the show.
Okay.
So we got to just sit in and
so
watch.
So what were your nicknames for him?
Well, I didn't have one for him, but I usually had to take him to all the press interviews. And it was really sad because as we go back to French and... the language I don't know very well. I know gibberish French. But I would take him to interviews at the restaurant he would always go to. And then they would expect me to sit there and make sure he didn't say anything he wasn't supposed to.
Oh, geez.
But I didn't know how to speak French.
How?
So we'd be in there and he'd be speaking to these journalists. I'm like, I can't vouch for what he's saying right now because I have no clue what he's saying right now. Yeah. But he was the acrobat. he would say things. I mean, but he was an amazing person to watch the process of.
There was a major language barrier
yeah.
when he directed us.
Yeah.
It was really, at one point, I actually got in a verbal disagreement with him
oh, okay.
and I told him I had a fresh one for him. Yeah.
Did he know what that meant?
Well, I don't know, but I mean, like you're accosting your leading lady in front of the whole cast. That is not cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm Sicilian and I'm from
uh-oh.
New York and I don't care who the F you are, who the fuck you are.
Oh, there we go.
I am not putting up
it's
with that.
Getting spirited
no, but
in here. I'm sweating.
He was, I mean, it's brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
It's really brilliant.
And there we go.
Again, to be mm-hmm. in the creative artistic
yeah.
side of building something from the ground up.
Yes.
It's phenomenal.
And did Carmen, so where did it go from there? From that? Well, never mind.
Yeah.
And we're shot down again.
Because it was a new.
Damn those French.
It was like the guy who wrote this version of Carmen, because it was like a pop opera. He was like the Michael Jackson of Sweden and the Netherlands and stuff like that. He's incredibly popular.
Yeah.
But the music didn't translate to US American kind of just English humor. You're like.
Yeah.
What?
Sometimes it doesn't work.
So unfortunately, it was at La Jolla I got to spend a summer there with my kids, and it was the best summer ever.
Yes.
And now I want to retire to San Diego sometime. Mm-hmm. But it never unfortunately went anywhere after that.
Yeah.
So I came back.
But you got to work with someone like Franco.
Yes.
And I know he's developing a lot of things in Belgium. I know he has a new show somewhat similar to one of the, Crazy Horse.
Yeah,
I think he's developing something else in that line. So he may be back in Vegas. I'm not sure. I didn't tell it to you that first if that was wrong. But if it is, then we're for here first, exclusive on our show. tell us what it's like now performing. So you joined the Shintas.
I did,
yes. In 2013.
Yeah, 3 years ago. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When they were at the D.
Yes.
And they premiered over at the D, and now they have found a home at the Plaza.
We're at the Plaza.
With Oscar Goodman.
It's so fun. Yes. He and our wonderful mayor, his beautiful wife, they had our opening party for us, and they hosted us, and they gave us a plaque. And I can't remember the day, which I probably should because I'm on the plaque, but it was like February.
February
19th or something is like Shinta Day, and I'm on there. Janine Valentine.
Yeah.
I'm the newest piece of Shinta. So it's honorary.
Newest piece of Shinta? Is that what they call you?
That's what I call
They huddle in the green room and say, this is our newest piece of Shinta.
That's what I call myself.
So you did replace their sister, Chrissy.
I did, yeah. She retired about 5 years ago. When they went to the D, they said, we want a heavy hitter. And I said, I'll find one for you.
Yeah.
And so
here you are.
Here I was. Yeah.
But the show itself has been around Vegas for about 16 years.
16 years. Yeah, you did your homework.
I did.
I'm so
proud
of you.
Well, I saw the Shintas. Oh my gosh. I think they were probably at... There's been several venues. I remember they'd come Starlight a few times at the Suncoast. They'd come back and do shows when they didn't have quite a home yet.
Right.
There. But yeah, no, I can't remember what showroom I saw them. Maybe it was the Rio.
Sahara,
I saw it at the Rio. I saw it at the Rio.
The Rio, they were there for many years.
They were there for a long time.
That was
it was a nice spot. And the Plaza, so you're here now, and you just got extended through November.
We did. Yeah.
Yay!
Very exciting. And then we go on tour most of December, so we'll see what the new year has in store for us.
So what does tours look like for you? Do you guys on an international tour with the Shintas or domestically?
We are international. We're going to Canada.
Yeah.
So. I know. I mean, I grew up in Buffalo. Canada's 20 minutes from me. So I'm like, that's international. Yeah, I know it is, but you know what I'm saying? It's
Montreal.
Like,
you go back to the French.
I go back to the
French.
And I went to Niagara Falls, Niagara University for college. So it was always right there.
Right
but
there,
anyway,
yeah.
We're going to, Falls View Casino in the summer for five nights.
Okay.
Five nights. So we're going to be up in Canada for that. And we just every, like maybe 1 week, 1 week a month, which is nice to get out of this heat.
Yeah.
We will go out of town. We're going to the Thousand Islands and stuff.
Oh, nice.
So. Yeah, and then we come home to the Plaza, and it's beautiful and wonderful, and the food at Oscar's is amazing.
Oh, it is. Well, it's nice to be downtown, because the show, if you haven't seen the Shintas before, it's very interactive in the sense of they pull things from so many different songs and genres.
Yeah.
There's impressionists, really good. Eiler just saw the show on Friday night.
Yeah.
You might have seen him there
with
the show.
With his girl Amanda, I love you.
Hey. And you do one of my favorite numbers in the show.
What is that?
You do I Have Nothing by
Whitney
Houston. So
are you coming to the show?
I'm going
to
come.
Okay.
Oh, so Andy, you know Andy over here.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Hi.
Of course I know Andy.
I know. So I've been...
He stalks me on Facebook.
Yes, he does. Uh-oh. Shotgun. So we do these set list shows where we honor great albums from the past.
Mm.
And we had just finished Amy Winehouse. We should probably do a Whitney Houston one sometime.
Yes.
Whitney! Well, I didn't really get an expression.
I know. I'm like, why are they not responding?
It's okay. We'll talk later. There's been some really great albums Whitney put out. Oh my gosh. I'm heartbroken today.
I tend to do, and I mean this with utmost respect. I tend to sing the black people that have passed.
Yeah.
I do Michael Jackson and I do Whitney. And
yeah. Yeah.
So I'm like, really? What else can we put in there?
Well, we'll put you in the mix for our set list in December. We're doing Natalie Cole tribute.
Oh,
so we're doing
an
unforgettable tribute for her. We all loved her. She was amazing.
She was amazing.
So in the show itself, you're given. Are you interacting a lot with the brothers in their skits and things like that?
I used to interact a little bit more than I do now, yeah. And that's kind of just the way that the show is flowing. Like right. It has nothing to do with like, please don't let her talk, or maybe it does. Let's call Frankie right now and see. It's possible, but I always interject and because I bust their balls. Like yeah. they try to, you know, and I was like, oh, no. Like, my dad is 100% Sicilian, west side of Buffalo, and he taught me how to bust balls, so I'm going to give it back to
him. Going back to these Italian roots, should I be scared sitting across from me this close?
I have a six-body trunk.
Don't say anything bad.
Are those the only two clips you have?
I don't think...
The gun and the wah-wah.
Exactly, see? Oh, see, she's going to get on Scott first before me. I don't think Andy prepared me enough for this interview. I feel scared in my chair. Either that or it's just really hot in the studio today.
I'm a lover, not a fighter.
I have a little more sip of my beverage here. I'm just kidding.
Oh, I like that one. I'm going to borrow
that.
See,
he's got
one.
A few more. Okay, there's a few, he's going to dig in his arsenal. Oh, now you couldn't hear what he said in our ear just now, but he used the F-bomb in our ears.
Mm-hmm.
Rude. just kidding. So when you were studying to do this career in your life, and you've been singing at a young age, right?
Well, you know what? By today's standards, it was late. I was like 13.
Oh, wow.
So I know nowadays it's like, listen to my 8-month-old. She's amazing. Yeah. And you're like, okay. So, but I did. I went to school, like I said, musical theater, yeah. Niagara University, excuse me. And yeah. Got my BFA.
Yeah.
So,
So you're that young. So your daughter?
Yes.
Are you encouraging, you know, all kinds of levels of, you know, what they want to do?
She
in that
loves,
sense, if they love.
She loves singing. She was singing with Denise Clemente, who's another Vegas staple. Sure. Amazing. And she went into violin. And then all of a sudden she was like, I really like my violin. I don't want to sing anymore. And I was a little heartbroken, but I'm going to nurture whatever, you know, whatever talent she has.
She could be a first chair somewhere.
But she's an artist. She's an actual, like, she draws. She's amazing. Yeah. And I've already sent her stuff to some people in LA who were, you know, who didn't know how old she was. And they were like, wow. I'm like, really? So that's
encouragement.
Yes.
Yeah. And then, you know, I mean, when you're in this field, I mean, people always, they're worried about people entering this field.
Oh, hell yeah.
They're worried about your career, your life, your livelihood that they're going to have to take care of. I think it's mostly because they feel like they're going to have to take care of
you. Oh, my dad always said.
Borrow loans from
them
for
something. In college, he was like, can you have a second major so you have something to fall back on?
Right.
And I thought about it for a while. I was going to actually have a second major in journalism.
Yeah.
And I said, you know what? If I have something to fall back on, I might fall back.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's not my plan.
That's really
and I said,
a good point.
Many are called and few are chosen. Yeah. And I feel like I am blessed and I was a chosen one. Yeah. You know, that might sound corny, but
no,
I love what I do and I'm never going to stop doing it.
You know what, Gina, I'm going to tell you something. Every single week, the through line I feel that I get from a lot of you guys is that you live the passion, you eat the passion, and you put out in the world. Reva even said it. She was like, I roller skated, and I didn't know I was going to be doing Starlight Express, but I had this amazing talent for roller skating that I had no idea what it was going to be used for. The whole, and you know, you probably believe in the law of attraction and the things
Absolutely.
Like that, and the secret where that's what you really want. You're going to keep putting it out there. Yeah. That's going to happen. Yeah. That's going to happen for you because... Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. When people say, fall on this. What are you going to do? How's that going to happen for you? And you don't necessarily want to say no to the people who obviously support you and love you at that age, but you're saying, I know what I'm doing.
Right.
And the world
when daddy's
will answer.
Putting, 50,000 a year for a private education. You're like, I'm going to put my foot down.
It's tricky, but I like that you're really going to support your daughter in that way where it's violin or art.
And my son is a hip hop dancer.
Wow.
And a drummer, and he's a great drummer. Pete O'Donnell, our drummer from the Shintas, was teaching him. And then he was like,
he's another adopted son.
He's an adopted
piece of Shinta. Wow, I like that one. Piece of Shinta. I won't use that when I meet Frankie and I talk to him.
Oh, you can use it.
Are you a piece of Shinta? Oh, you're a real Shinta.
You're
an original Shinta.
Piece of Shinta.
What? I think one of his kids comes to DW. I own DW Bistro here in town, this restaurant.
That's you.
And they come to the restaurant.
Charlene, we'll talk about that. Okay. She's a dear friend of mine because I sang in Peep Show with her. Singing. Mm-hmm. No
yes,
peeping.
I forgot you did have, this is the only show she did not have to show upstairs.
I've worked.
She has worked in this
20
town.
20 years.
Never shown the upstairs.
Never.
It's been kept to Janine and Janine's only family. This is a dirty show. I don't even know how to follow that right now. I'm a little scared.
A little creepy, a little scared. Yeah.
So you were in Peep Show with who were your leads?
Well, I did it with both. I did it with Holly and with Coco.
Yeah, Holly. Mm-hmm.
And Coco now, that beautiful daughter of hers.
Yeah.
And we're friends on Facebook, so she's posting all these pictures, and she's like on vacation, and she gives her daughter like Chanel. She has her own little chaise lounge, and
her daughter's name is Chanel.
Yeah, and she's like this big. It's freaking hilarious.
Wow. And then Holly has a daughter, Rainbow.
Yeah, and Holly's pregnant.
And she's pregnant again. She has another book coming out too. So this is not Holly's show. We're not going to plug your book, but I'm just kidding. We love Holly too. So she comes to DW too.
I think we'll plug just about anything.
Just plug everybody's stuff. The Shintas, just so we remember. So we get out, all of you. Trouble. Before we forget, we need to plug Shintas, the times. You have 4 shows a month?
We do. So hot.
Here we go. Why don't we just rely on the schedule here posted?
Yes, if you want, go to the plaza, to the plaza.com, and check out the schedule.
So you can see at least once a month through November.
We are
November,
there
June,
two Fridays
July, August,
and two Saturdays a month.
Gotcha.
And they have amazing like VIP packages with dinner at Oscars and stuff like that. So and the show's at 7:30. And then I'm also doing a show for David Sacks.
Okay. Oh, you are.
Called Spoofical the Musical.
Spoofical the Musical.
Yes, and that's at Planet Hollywood, the V3 Theater.
The V3. Uh-huh,
upstairs, and the V3 used to be the Cinnabon. Mm-hmm. Yep. And now we're there.
My only question is, do those seats have a smell? And will you be one of those people wandering around like, where is that coming from?
I do. I lick them nightly. So good.
You know, you can never come into the Vegas airport without smelling that smell.
It's like crack.
It's like home smell. You're like, it must be near a Cinnabon. Wow. You can never get that out of the chairs, I'm sure. Yeah. God bless that place. How did a Cinnabon go out of business for theater? I don't know. They had something to fall back on. I don't know what it was.
Apparently they did. No, they've relocated, I think.
So you're doing that. So you are busy.
When I'm not with the Shintas and not touring with the Shintas, then I'm at Spoofical. And it's a super fun, funny show. We're spoofing pop culture and Vegas culture. And, you know, we do a little Britney Spears spoof and Cirque du Soleil. Oops. Uh-huh. And do a little spoof on that.
I think everybody has a little mimic going on for them sometimes.
Great, great cast. Yeah. Great cast of people. And it's just super silly fun and I love it.
Yeah.
It's a total different side of me. Like my mom always said, you know, keep that funny.
Yeah.
When I was growing up, I was actually the fat, ugly kid. And she was like, don't lose your sense of humor. So, yep.
Your family life sounds really fun. Oh,
there it is.
Spoofable. Oh, and you even have Britney as the sort of cover art.
And that's my dear friend, Chelsea Phillips Reed. And she's also in Vegas. The show with Reva. It's so incestual here.
Reva. Hi, Reva. You're probably watching. Do people get confused of this show between the Britney Spears show and this show? Because that's very like
I
her
highly
picture.
Doubt it.
Pieces of me right there.
Well, that's obviously what was intended.
Uh-huh. I love it. They're getting a lot of buyers for this show thinking, where did she come out of? I don't see her. But they probably had a really good time. And you know, we just recently saw, we're not repeating what we hear in our earpieces.
We sing live in Spoofical and in the Shintas. Mm-hmm. Isn't that amazing?
There's no lip syncing.
No lip syncing and live musicians in the Shintas as well.
That's awesome. Yes. So actually I want to go back real fast to Clint Holmes.
Yes.
When you perform with him.
Okay.
Have you been with him recently in performing in any of his pieces that he does at Smith Center?
You know, we spoke about it and I'm just so busy. Every time he brings up a date, I'm like, no, sorry. Oh, whoops, out of town. And it's really going to be, you know, trying to find a date.
Because I remember you in his show.
We're both available.
I remember you in his show at Harris.
I loved it. Yeah, we had this amazing, beautiful West Side Story piece that we used to do. Mm-hmm. I know, I loved it so much.
Those were the real, this is what you talk about. Those are the real, like, high times of Vegas shows.
Nostalgic. I mean, we had.
He was the voice of Vegas during those years. I mean, it was very much like.
We had them, and we had Bill Acosta, if you remember, doing In Man of a Thousand Voices or whatever.
He was at Luxor for a while.
Danny Gans and the Shintas, obviously. And oh my God, so many amazing shows. And then 9/11 happened, and unfortunately, not everybody, you know, stayed above water.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
So you're sort of resurrecting that every night at Shintas now too, that you're doing the show.
It's so like Vegas used to be and now it's coming back around. Everything is very cyclical. So it's coming back around now. The days, and you know, I'm not putting anything or anyone down because God bless everybody who's working. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, but you know, the days of the Cirque du Soleil with filling, you know, 1500 seat.
Yeah.
That's kind of.
We're looking at more of the intimate houses. If you've seen Matt Goss. You know,
exactly.
Those are the kind of when we talked about Matt Goss, we haven't had him on yet. When we talk about Matt Goss, you know, the showroom it's he could definitely be in a larger space, but the intimacy of the showroom and the way you can play to
you
the group,
take you, away from
you really
that.
Feel like you're in someone's living room
exactly.
watching the show.
And you can't replace that's that. No. That's such a great feeling. And that's yeah. how it is with the Shintas, yeah. you know? I mean, you've cried with us. You've laughed with us.
Yeah.
We've laughed at you. I mean, it's all...
Yeah, yeah. We've laughed at you.
Yeah, at you.
You all become a piece of Shinta. At the end.
And you absolutely mm-hmm. walk out literally feeling like, wow, yeah. okay, this meant something. And yeah. and yeah, you take a little piece of Shinta with you.
Piece of Shinta. And you're going to take a piece of Shinta right now. We're going to take a piece of Shinta right now. Cheers.
Ooh, cheers.
Thanks for coming on today.
My absolute pleasure.
This shot goes out to Joe and Robert Jarrett right now. We love you very much. Thanks for watching, guys.
Cheers.